Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of April, we will be exploring the topic, Believing His Salvation. April 23, His Timing. Every man serves the good wine first, but you have kept the good wine until now. John 2, verse 10. There are two fascinating dimensions of God's timing, expressed by two Greek words, chronos and pleroma. Chronos is the time that never stops but keeps flowing, like in a chronometer. Pleroma is the completion of all the variables that must come together to make things complete. But when the fullness, pleroma of time, chronos, came, God sent forth His Son. Galatians 4, verse 4. As in a pregnancy, not only is time going by, but there is an evident growth of the baby inside the womb. Both fullness and time must converge for a healthy birth. It's the same in spiritual matters. That is why God's timing is so different from ours. When the mother of Jesus came to him at Cana, informing him that the host had run out of wine, Jesus answered, "Woman, my hour has not yet come." John 2, verse 4. Jesus knew that more variables had to come in place in order for His hour to be fulfilled. In this gospel, the hour for Jesus is the cross, and throughout the narrative, the approximation to His hour is developed. That's when His glory would be fully revealed. In Cana, Jesus performs the first public miracle, turning water into wine. John narrates seven signs in his gospel, of which this is the first. He doesn't call them miracles, but signs, revealing a deeper understanding of the identity of Jesus through each one of them. When the master of the banquet tasted the new wine, he said, "Every man serves the good wine first, but you have kept the good wine until now." John 2, verse 10. Being that the stories of Jesus and John have a second, more profound meaning, it's not surprising that many scholars believe that this miracle was an enacted parable, similar to the old and new wine metaphors, about the new order that Jesus introduced, replacing the old order of ceremonial laws with the newness of His mission and sacrifice. Jesus patiently waited for His hour to achieve salvation for us, and He invites us to trust His timing in our lives.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com. or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!